BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Friday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Just me on my own today, no Chris, but handily, I have found a new friend to help me out on the show on the internet. Everyone knows a one-upper. You do a story, they do a better one. We discuss that. And do you like or really not like making holiday friends? One of our listeners' dads is all about it. And you've got Greg on Real or No Real.
Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1.
So, it's Friday afternoon. It's Scott Mills here on my own on BBC Radio 1. Again, another holiday form not filled in by Chris. Just doesn't turn up. Actually, I did know he wasn't going to be here today, but he still didn't do a form. Doing some filming. Back on Monday. It's just me then, and you, until 4 o'clock. But I do have an idea for a new friend that I've just got.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
No Chris today, but I'm okay, hun. Thanks. I've got a new friend. And I think someone that can be a replacement in future when Chris is off. So this is one of the weirdest things I've ever seen on the internet, ever. And I can't remember who brought it to my attention. But it's a video released in 1986 and at the time was available on a video cassette.
Ho!
So you used to pop the video in. And really good if you were feeling a bit lonely. Because it's a video of a bloke who wants to be your friend. It's called Rent-A-Friend. So you just put the video on, and this happens. Stand by, this is really odd. Okay, so, you press play. Good for all you lonely
Hi.
People.
Hi. I'm Sam, and basically I'm here because I want to be your friend. What's your name?
Right. Do people have no friends in 1986? My name is Scott.
Yeah. You know, I see that. I really... Yes. That is you, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you mind if I take a look around your place a little bit?
Okay, you're staring at me quite a lot, but, and actually I'm in a studio at work. This is not my place. But yeah, okay.
Well, thanks. Great. Yeah. Let me see something. Just want to check it out a little bit here. Oh, boy.
What have you seen? This is odd, but he really wants you to have a conversation, and he's just staring from the TV at you. And there's even a point where Sam gets out an old yearbook from his school.
I was infatuated with this one for like 5-6 years and never had a single date. Then she wrote something mysterious in my yearbook, like maybe we should have gotten together. Hey, thanks a lot for telling me now, Nancy. I'll never see you again. Of course... She's probably, if this is you, Nancy, how you doing?
Did I say it was the weirdest thing you've ever seen or heard about? There is a full DVD available. I'm getting it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Just want to give a quick mention to my friend Jake. We were swapping holiday stories from our recent holidays last night on the phone. Jake's one of those, though. You went economy, he went business class. You got a pedalo on holiday, he went on a yacht. You had one paw, he had three. Hi, Jake.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Foles and Mountain at My Gates on Radio 1. So we all know one, I think, judging by your reaction just now. I call them one-uppers. You tell them a story from your life. They've always done it much bigger and better than you did, and they don't hesitate to tell you about it. Scott?
Hello.
Hello, it's Scott here.
This is a weird Scott to Scott conversation.
Yeah, it is. The lads, Scots, together?
Yes, that's it.
Whereabouts are you?
Ashford in Kent.
Do you understand what I'm saying about the one-uppers?
Oh, yeah. It is so, so irritating. Really irritating.
Someone on Twitter says that they did this on Scrubs once.
Oh, right, yeah.
Hello. And on Scrubs, they called them story toppers. You've got a story, they've got a better one.
That's it. It's so true. This friend of mine, basically, he would start a story. You'd say something like, you know, oh, yeah, I remember this time when we went to this rave and we saw whoever, you know, and it was really good. And then he'd start with, no, the best time was when me and two other mates, you know, we went to this, the biggest rave in the world, and we met all these DJs and, went back to their houses or something like that.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Sort of always top it like that.
Yeah, like you saw all the world's best DJs in the club. They went back to their house and on their private jet afterwards.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. It was always some way of topping. Sometimes it would be the best time was. That was it. The best time was.
But that's almost like an argument. You've stated this as fact. Like, oh, I had a great time. And then he's kind of going, well, actually, no, the best time was. And then telling his one.
Yeah, and that's what always used to happen. Like, because there was him and my three other friends, and we were at college together, and we all lived in this same house. And it just got to the point where he'd do it all the time. And I remember having a massive argument with him once, saying, this isn't a competition. I'm just telling you a story.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to better it in your experience in any way.
Do you think that he ever made the stories up just to compete with yours? Because I think a lot of people do that also.
Yeah, I think so.
It's a bit like, you know, well, I had fish and chips last night. Yes, well, I was in Africa and I had shark and chips. It's like, well, you know, you didn't. Just because you see this as a competition, don't make it up. I'm telling you a story from my actual life. Don't tell me one that's made up in return.
So you think your friend is actually making these things up? Because I'm sort of thinking, Radio 1 DJ, you know, you're surely he's got to go some to really top some of your stories. You could probably say, oh, yeah, I went out and I met, you know, I was Beyonce, yeah, Kanye over there.
Thing is, when I'm out, I'm not really one of those kind of, oh, yeah, I was at this party and Beyonce and Jay-Z was there. It's kind of more normal stories. But, yeah, maybe some of the situations I get into, they probably might be hard to top.
Yeah.
Like, I'll just be telling them what I've done with my week. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like oh, yesterday we had Carly Rae Jepsen in yesterday and she was really nice. And blah, blah. And you can see the people that don't know me that well going, get him. Just saying what I did this week. I'm not bragging, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's not good.
Scott, I'm just looking on Twitter for what other people are saying.
Okay.
One says, you've been to Tenerife, they've been to 11 a reef.
That's it, that's brilliant.
You let out a little fart, they poo themselves.
I think the best thing to do, though, is to confront these people when they say, you know, they top it. And you're like, what? Come on, you know, I think that's the best thing.
What I'm also enjoying on Twitter, because I asked this question earlier, I was like, does anyone know a one-er-upper? People are tweeting their friends going, do I know anyone? Like, trying to suggest them.
Oh.
There's so many stories coming in. Thank you so much, Scott.
That's all right, no worries.
Everyone knows a one-upper. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. BBC
Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Just talk about the one-uppers. Someone says, if you got one one-upper, I've got two. All right. This is good as well. Someone says, I once one-upped a one-upper. Every time he tried to one-up, I one-upped his one-up. Just completely drove him mad. That would really annoy a one-upper. Also, what about if, let's say the next time we get a celeb or pop star in, we do this one-up game on air, but we don't tell them about it. They just think it's a normal interview. Obviously, we're all in on it, right? You lot and me. And every time they do a story about their fabulous celebrity life, I just go, yeah, I've done that, but make the story a bit better. I'm keen for that. Let's write that down. Abby?
Hey.
Hey, what's going on?
Yeah, well, I've not got a one-upper for you. I've got a one-downer. Or I've got two downers, actually.
What's the difference between a one-upper and a one-downer?
Okay, so I have a friend, and she's in a relationship, and it is a constant battle between her and her boyfriend to be worse off.
What do you
mean? They're not trying to get better than each other, they're trying to get worse. And he'll say to her, oh, I've got a night shift, it's 12 hours or whatever like that. And she'll say, oh, well, I've got an 11-hour shift tomorrow and then I've got to come home and cook tea for you and I've got to do shopping. And it's just a battle of who's worse off.
I think that I've been guilty of being a one-downer.
Yeah, I think we probably all have at some point, but this is constant, like their whole relationship. Everything is, I'm worse off than you.
Oh, I don't do it a lot, but I think if I'm tired, I'll be like, yeah, I'm tired. And no one is more tired than me.
Well, yeah, that I think that's human nature, but it's not 24/7.
What, so it's a constant thing of like, well, no, I'm worse off than you.
Yes, yeah, I have no idea how they've been together so long. It's crazy.
I quite like it. Instead of bragging about all the great things you've done, It's completely the opposite. It's like, well, yeah, but I've done 12-hour shift.
Yeah, it's a battle. She'll do it to me as well. If I'll be like, oh, yeah, I split up with my boyfriend. And she'll be like, yeah, remember that one time I split up with my boyfriend, though? And I'll be like, no, we're talking about me.
So it's just all the bad things she's focusing on?
Yeah. Like, if I'm ill with a cold, or, like, if I have a flu, she'll be like, yeah, but I've got a cold and it's worse.
Oh, no, that's me as well.
And I'll be like, in bed and I can't move. And she's like, yeah, but I've got a cold and I've got to go to work. I'm like, yes, you can go to work. I'm in bed.
I'm Debbie Downer.
Yeah.
That's what I said. Yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for that Friday revelation.
Yeah, I know. It's a real happy Friday, isn't it?
Yeah. Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye. The Scott
Mills Daily. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi.
You've had a terrible realisation while listening to this show this afternoon, haven't you?
I have indeed. I've realised that I'm the one-upper in my group of friends.
We were talking about this earlier. People that you tell a story to, and they've always done it bigger and better. Why have you suddenly realised that you're the one-upper in your friend group?
Well, because I guess I kind of already knew that I was one, but just listening to all the stories has made me realise that I definitely am one.
Okay, how do you do it then? What do you do?
So, like, I'm quite fortunate to have met quite a lot of famouses. So, if ever, like, especially, like, my favourite band is McFly. So, say, like, when McBusted were on tour last time, my friends would be like, oh, yeah, I'm going to see McBusted. And I was like, well, yeah, so am I. And I've seen McFly 16 times, and I've met them 4 times.
All right, so you do it with celebrities because you've met quite a lot of celebrities.
Yeah.
All right, OK. So, I've seen Kanye West on TV. You've been to his and Beyonce's house. Bit like
basically.
That. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Hey, listen, I bet you're loving talking live on Radio 1 today because this is your next one-up conversation, isn't it?
It really is. Like, the next time someone says they've had a shout-out on Radio 1, I'll just be like, well, I was on with Scott the other day.
Yeah, so. You're going to do that as well.
I totally am.
Right, good to speak to you, one-upper.
You too.
Terry Two Sheds. Love you, bye. Scott Mills Daily. This is Scott Mills. Hands up who spotted the deliberate Friday mistake there on Radio 1. I was just talking about going round to Beyonce and Kanye's house. Beyonce and Kanye aren't actually together. That's right, she's with Jay-Z. Well done if you spotted it. The Scott Mills Daily. Hello?
Hello, Scotty. It's Maddie.
Hey, Maddie. You right?
Yes, thank you. Do you know when you were talking about people making friends on holiday?
Yeah. I think I came across quite badly in this earlier in the week. I just said that I don't like making holiday friends.
Yes, well, my dad is really bad for it.
Are you the kind of person that, like, will strike up a conversation with strangers on holiday?
I will, but I don't go around looking to make new friends on holiday.
Yeah, see, I can't even really talk to people, and I don't know why. I'm not being rude. It's just that I don't want to meet new people. I know that this sounds bad, but I just don't want to talk to them.
Yeah. So, no, I will. If they speak to me, I will talk to them.
Oh, right. Here's the thing. If people talk to me, I'm not going to ignore them, but I'm just not going to go out of my way to seek a conversation. You get me?
Yeah. Well, my dad does that.
Tell me.
So he's got a little Kung Fu Panda plastic toy. I don't know where he got it from, but he takes us on holiday with him everywhere he goes, and he will go looking for new friends and have them to take a picture with Panda.
What?
Yes. He does it everywhere he goes. It's got its own Facebook page.
Oh, wow.
And he'll leave his wife doing whatever she's doing to go and find new friends and to talk to them.
So he purposely takes this Kung Fu Panda toy on holiday?
Yes, to find new friends and so they can be friends with him.
This is like an older version of our friend who's got the badger, who just goes on random stag do's.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. He's quite well-travelled, see, so he goes a lot of places. And I think the best picture is he's in Dubai and he's actually got like a sheikh to have a picture with his panda.
Oh, wow, that is incredible.
It is really funny, but it's not just on holiday, it's anywhere. So I went to London a while back with him, and he ended up buying one of those big London tourist hats, you know, the massive long top hat.
Oh, wow, your dad sounds amazing.
Yeah, and then people wanted photos with him and stuff.
Does he just like to create a scene?
Yes, he's just dramatic and wants everybody to love him, I suppose. He just wants lots of friends.
Does he carry the Kung Fu Panda toy with him when he's at home?
No, not at home. That is pulled out for special holidays.
This reminds me slightly, and I have talked about this on air before, of one of my girlfriends, her dad, right?
Yeah.
Kept disappearing upstairs to the loft room. And no one really asked why for a few weeks. Everyone was like, oh, he's just gone to the loft. I don't know, maybe he's reading or something.
How long was he in the loft for?
Oh, I mean, often hours.
Okay.
Just up there on his own in the loft. And eventually people were like, why is he going there so much? What's in the loft? So the mum was a bit concerned in the end, and also his daughter, who's my friend, were like, well, there must be something that keeps him going to the loft. So what it was?
Yeah. What?
He was watching DVDs of Shaun the Sheep. And he didn't want anyone to know. He's obsessed with Shaun the Sheep.
So he'd have people round and you'd just be sitting there and then he'd disappear to the loft to watch Shaun the Sheep.
Yes, but he didn't want anyone to know. So he would just be like, you know, like if you'd go to the loo, you wouldn't be like, I'm going to the loo. You'd just disappear.
I don't believe you.
So after dinner, they'd be like, well, maybe he's gone to the loo. And then like an hour would go by, like, where's he gone? And then he didn't want anyone to know because embarrassed, but he was actually going up to watch old DVDs of Shaun the Sheep in the loft.
So did he confess this to you?
Well, they found out eventually because they were like, what's he doing? So they went up there and confronted him and he was like, okay, here's the DVDs.
That's amazing.
True story.
That's the best thing.
So back to your dad. Are you planning on going on holiday again with him anytime soon?
No, he's... Yeah, no.
Would you go ever again?
I would, yeah.
The panda stays at home, right?
If I ever went with him, yes, definitely would.
Good to speak to you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Love you, bye. The Scott Mills Daily. I'm so pleased that Radio 1 is doing amazingly on YouTube at the moment. Our Radio 1 YouTube channel is doing massive, massive numbers in the UK and around the world. And we've got one person, just the one person in North Korea watching all the live lounges and the innuendo bingo videos and all the other content that we do in North Korea. But North Koreans are banned from getting any foreign media. So the viewer can surely only be Kim Jong-un. Because think about it, they can't get Facebook, YouTube, Twitter or Instagram because that's just been banned in North Korea. So the only person watching it is probably Kim Jong-un. A lot of the world's press have picked up on this today. I mean, I think it's a good thing that we've got one viewer in North Korea, even if it is him. Bit much, though, of The Express, I think, to do a poll, a live updating poll, which is I'm just getting the latest stats. And the poll is, which Radio 1 DJ should be sent to North Korea? You've got a choice of Nick Grimshaw, Scott Mills, Greg James or Annie Mack. Greg James is here with the latest stats. Greg, what have you got? What's the latest?
Thanks, Scott. Yeah, I'm just in the hub at the moment and it's updating live as we speak. Let me just press F5 again. Okay, the latest statistics. Good news if you're Greg James. 5% of the voters would like to send that annoyance to North Korea. Then, third from bottom, we have Scott Mills, 12%. 14% of the readers would like to send Annie Mack, and way out in the lead at an appropriate number, 69% would like to send Nick Grimshaw to North Korea. Scott, back to you.
Thank you very much. That's annoying. I was second earlier.
I don't know if I'm annoyed that I'm last. I don't like losing.
No,
but maybe in this case, that's a good thing.
But it's North Korea, Greg.
Yeah. It would make a cracking BBC Three show. The Scott
Mills Daily. Hello, Dale, who is travelling from Bristol to Southampton at the moment. Got all of the belongings in the car, starting uni. And also David, who's driving from Oxfordshire to Bath uni. Ah, yes. Okay. Make sure you come to Freshers next week if you are one, because I will be there and Chris is coming as well. Unless you're not a fresher and you're just going for the fun. As we were speaking to quite a lot of people this week who, like, their second or third years now, but they still enjoy a freshers' night out, if you know what I'm saying.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Ryan Adams, Bad Blood on BBC Radio 1. Okay, it's 3:45 and it's time for Greg and Real or No Real?
Ryan Adams.
It's Ryan Adams, everyone. And I've said he's American because that's right, he is. Everyone's like, he's from Canada. I'm not talking about Brian Adams off of Ho. I'm talking about Ryan Adams. Okay.
There was a gig.
People are really annoying me because they're saying that I'm an idiot. Well, actually, the joke's on you.
There was a... You know the Invictus Games a couple of years ago?
Yes.
Brian Adams and Ryan Adams were on.
Oh, well, that's just confusing. That would have blown my listeners who are texting in now minds. They're just being quite rude about it. I'm clearly saying Ryan Adams.
You're an idiot, Mills.
Yeah, sure.
Ryan Adams from Canada.
Yeah, he's from Canada. Well, no, he's not. It's Ryan Adams from America. There. Anyway,
Different people.
Just winding me up a bit. Okay, I'm going to move on. Let's play Real or No Real. Come on, come on.
As part of tonight's Rugby World Cup opening ceremony, John Barrowman will perform his version of the Black Eyed Peas song, I Got a Feeling.
Oh, wow.
No.
What a treat.
No way.
Oh, I'd really like that.
It doesn't... Okay, let's have a think about this.
Now...
It doesn't feel unlikely.
No.
But I would be surprised if it happened.
You know, this is one of the clips that makes me cringe the worst in the whole world. It's John Barrowman on that Saturday night show he used to do, where he used to like to sing
what,
the theme tune. No, not Torchwood.
Oh.
Like, Tonight's the Night, I think it was called,
oh, right.
With John Barrowman. Where he, I mean, he's a triple threat, isn't he? He's, I'm trying to think of three. He's a singer.
Dancer.
And.
Actor?
And an actor.
He's
not a dancer.
Is he not? He can hoof it.
Actually, yeah, he can. He can swivel the hips.
Hoof it.
So it's from that show. And he likes to sing the theme tune at the beginning.
Is tonight the night?
No.
Please welcome your host, John Barrowman.
Ah, my face is going to fall off with cringe.
I got a feeling.
Yes, John.
That tonight's going to be a good night.
Listen to how he sings good night.
It's going to be a good night. That tonight's going to be a good night.
He's coming down the stairs. This happened. BBC One. Good evening. Welcome along to the show.
I mean, talk about setting yourself up for a fall.
I know.
Are you joking? You start the show. I'm going to start my chart show like that today.
What I love also about Barrowman is how he can so neatly weave that accent so cleverly between Scottish and American. Now, a lot of people text in now, like they did about Brian Adams, saying, John Barrowman's from Scotland. Yes, he is. But only speaks Scottish around Scottish people. The rest of the time, American. Here's John in America.
Fancy a singing lesson from a legend? Well, Mr. Manilow will see you now. How about a duet with a soul superstar? Dionne Warwick has a spare microphone. Maybe your idol is the Queen of Country? No problem. Miss Dolly Parton is waiting for you in Tennessee.
Yes, but now here's John in Scotland talking to some Scottish people.
I understand he's got a history here.
Yes, uh-huh. He saved him here last time.
His life was saved.
3 years ago, yeah. His life was saved. Uh-huh.
His life was saved. Not the same.
He's a chameleon.
He actually is.
So he's actually 4 or 5 threat.
So is he performing his brilliant version of I Got a Feeling by Black Eyed Peas at the Rugby World Cup opening ceremony tonight?
If he is, I am going to leave the official chart early and get to Twickenham, sir.
Mm.
Because I really, really want to hear that.
I've got some kind of vibe that he did some kind of games before, was it? Didn't he do Commonwealth games?
Scottish.
Yeah.
Yeah, Glasgow.
He had he did the kiss on stage, did he?
There you go.
Right, okay, I'm saying real then.
I think this is with regret, I'm going to say this is no real.
That one is no real.
Oh. Well, what have they got planned then if no Barrowman? And next.
The first recorded instance of a computer bug was a moth stuck in the relay.
There's a moth in the relay.
They've rung up support, haven't they? They've rung up IT support and gone, there's a bug in the system. Oh, what program are you using? It's not on at the moment. It's a moth. It's actually just a moth. It's actually just got shredded in the fans.
Yeah. So is that where the term comes from, a bug?
Maybe it is. Well, why not? Why? Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
A glitch, okay. A bug.
Yeah. Maybe that's what I'm saying yes to this because it was a moth that got stuck in the relay and that's why it's now called bug. So I'm saying real.
There's a moth in the relay. What am I going to do? Real.
That one is real.
Yes. It happened in 1947 and was recorded by a lady in the US Navy.
Why does it sound... The more that went on, the more that sounded like you made it up.
No, I've not made it up.
It happened in 1947 and it was... reported by a lady in the Navy.
It was. Thanks to Nicola for that one. And that is 100% real. That's where the term bug came from. And your final fact today.
After months of research, the US Department of Energy have developed a Harry Potter-style invisibility cloak.
Whoa.
Oh, wow. There's all these studies that go on, and you feature them quite a lot on Real No Real.
A lot.
And that's one of the few that I've heard that have gone, good, that's money well spent. If someone is coming up with that, if someone's coming up with an invisibility cloak, then that's money well spent, that's time well spent as well.
Yeah.
I'd love to be like that.
They'll be selling them, what, it can't be far away from the high street now, surely.
Surely not. I'd love to be like Harry Potter, creeping around Hogwarts, trying to get away from all the members of Slytherin.
So many people are absolutely minds blown that the moth thing is true and that's why it's called bug. That's made their weekend.
There you go, a little bit of take home from the Scott Mills show.
That's right, take it home, use it in the pub tonight. So have the US Department of Energy developed a Harry Potter style invisibility cloak after months and months of expensive research?
I really hope so, and I would like to be put on some sort of waiting list for this.
No, I can't see this happening. Are you saying real?
Yeah, this should be the gift for Christmas. If this is happening, this is going to change everything. Real.
I'm saying no real.
That one is real.
But what? How?
I need information.
Okay, I've just found out they've only developed it on microscopic scales, but it could be in the high street sometime, probably not in our lifetime.
Oh.
But it is a thing, it's definitely happened. But, they are trying to do it.
Okay. Maybe in our lifetime.
Possibly.
It's like I've watched
maybe
a thing.
Yours, Greg.
I watched it.
Yeah, bit of self-effacing humour.
Don't worry, my story was boring.
Oh, okay. Did I just one-up you then? I've been talking about that today.
No, it was just I remember watching a thing on telly years ago, and they said, one day you'll be able to go to the shops and scan the barcodes yourself and just walk out without even talking to anyone.
You don't remember that.
I remember that, and I went, oh my God, imagine if that happened, Mum. It happens now.
Yeah, it does. It
We're in
does.
The future. It's happening around us.
At the end of that round of Real or No Real, I did rubbishly 10, and Greg got 30. What's on, my darling, today?
Yeah, see. Today, it's very much the official chart from 4 o'clock, and then 6 tonight, we will have a whole hour of dance anthems.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Good one today. We're back on Monday at 1 p.m. on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.